Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, workshops, seminars, all kinds of cool stuff. All right, so today the subject is the rise and fall, how a spiritual practice can set us up for failure. So first, let's define spiritual practice. In the context of meditation, of course, since that's what we're doing here, it's a practice of relating to our inner selves, sort of the spirit or the soul or the essence of who we are, underneath all the chatter and the experiences, the past, the future, our jobs, our relationships. It's really who are we underneath it all. And so that's really the path of meditation is for the spiritual practice. It's a self-knowing, self-teaching practice. It's also this ability to sort of hear ourselves, because when we're sitting and meditating, we have a deep listening going on. So we're able to hear ourselves think from our intuition rather than from our intellect. And there are a lot of paths, obviously, that we can take for a spiritual practice. But today we're sort of talking mostly about meditation and a little bit about prayer. I mean, why do people need a practice to feel spiritual in the first place? So I find that an interesting question. And most often people are driven to a spiritual practice using prayer or meditation because they want to get rid of something that's uncomfortable or even painful that's going on in their lives. And then they get this idealized version that these ritual practices are going to develop the ability to rise above our ordinary life and achieve something extraordinary. What we don't realize is that one of the worst things that we can do to ourselves is to think that once we rise above the chaos and achieve a quiet state of calm, that we've arrived and this is where we're going to stay. And that we aren't going to fall prey to the chatter of our monkey mind and our old behaviors once again. In the book that I've been reading, After the Ecstasy, the Laundry by Jack Kornfield, he talks about honoring the fall or the crash and burn of spiritual life. And he shares stories by various people on spiritual quests, lamas and gurus, nuns and Christian mystics and Catholic monks. And each story shares a time where through ritual practice of prayer or meditation, they reach a peak experience where they felt like they'd finally elevated themselves to become completely detached from this ordinary stress of life, and they felt happy, even ecstatic. Then something happened. They stopped diligently practicing their rituals, and they decided that now they'd arrived, that they were able to live the life of their dreams. And in a very short time, everything began to crumble, and for some, even crash. So with each story, we're reminded that our spiritual practices like meditation or prayer is an ongoing process. It's like walking down a road with some smooth, straight passages and some unpredictable twists and turns. And it's our attention to the details of the moment and our awareness of how we react to those details that makes all the difference. Jack Kornfield says in his book, "In the inevitable rising and falling, the cycles of expansion and contraction that come as you give birth to yourself, there may be moments to push, to strive toward a goal, but more frequently, the task is one of letting go, of finding a gracious heart that honors the changes of life." Now, I think this idea of giving birth to ourselves is really interesting. it's a concept I really hadn't entertained before I read it in this way in this book. We truly are giving birth to our own thoughts, our own ideas, our own beliefs, and our own actions all the time. And how closely are we paying attention to the labor of that pursuit? I can tell you, after giving birth to two children without any painkillers, that attention to the details was sort of the key to getting through the experience. The big idea here is that in life, we can expect to rise and fall, just like the breath rises and falls in our chest. And to fight it is to go against the very nature of our existence. When we meditate, it becomes increasingly clear that there's this opportunity for surrender and to simply let life unfold. Jack Kornfield says in this book that his favorite mantra is to say, "Let it go, let it go." So I tried it for the last few days, and I can tell you it is full of surprises. We're just sitting here trying to breathe, and then off our minds go to the 1,000 shiny little objects of interest that they always go to. And each time we can remind ourselves that we can let it go. And when we do that, we're actually giving birth to our awareness. The key's always there for us. It's simply the rise and fall of our own breath. So that's what we're going to work on today. Is focusing on our breath, the rise, the fall, the chaos and the peace, and the letting it all go. So go ahead and find a comfortable position so we can get started. Notice the chair that you're sitting on, or if you're on a cushion on the floor, or maybe you're laying in your bed. Just notice how you're being supported. That's really important. And then how you support yourself from the inside out. So there's a difference between obviously the cushions behind your back or under your seat and what you feel like from the inside by lengthening your spine a little bit, stretching up towards the sky, and then letting your skeleton, your muscles, everything drop towards the earth. You can feel that awaken attention to detail. Let your hands rest in your lap. Your feet are grounded. Crown of your head is open. Feels like it's stretching towards the sky if you're sitting instead of lying down. And start with 3 deep breaths in through the nose and as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Inhaling deeply and blowing nice and slow. Two more times, inhaling deeply, noticing how your body feels as it fills with breath. Exhaling slowly as it empties. The simple rise and fall of the diaphragm, the chest. Last one, letting everything go on this exhale. And then allow yourself to shift your attention to the breathing that's going just in and out of your nose. The rise as you inhale feels like a lifting inside. And that same contraction as you exhale. The expansion of the inhale through the nose. The gentle, natural contraction of the diaphragm as you exhale. Notice the temperature of the air in the room. What parts of the nose you can feel it in, maybe even the back of your throat. And then notice the warmth when it comes back out. Where you can really feel the warmth from the inside of the body. And then allow your mind to shift to the inhale. And as you breathe in, you say to yourself, rise. And as you breathe out, you say, fall. So it's like riding a wave. As you inhale, you ride over the peak of the wave. And as you exhale, down the falls. Inhaling, rise. Exhale, fall. And then allowing yourself to move your attention and your breath down into the soles of your feet and notice what your feet feel like. Just getting connected to the body here as we scan through from your feet to your ankles, from your ankles to your shins to your calves and up the backs of the knees, out the front of the knees and up the thighs, and feel the weight of your legs. And say to yourself, let it go, and see if you can release the legs. Then move your attention into your hips as the breath rises through the body. Your low back, your low belly. And then let it go. Soften the belly as you exhale, letting it fall. Moving into your ribs and the sides of your body, your middle back. Notice if you're leaning on anything. Can you just give your body to whatever the support is? If you're sitting without support, then you lengthen up through the spine and out the top of the head. And soften all the muscles. Move the breath and the attention into your chest and under your arms, into the tips of your shoulder blades and your back. Let everything soften and fall while the heart rises in the chest. Let your collarbones spread out and your shoulders drop. Feeling the weight and sensation of your hands. Softening your jaw and letting your teeth be parted, your eyes roll down. The face softens, the crown and the scalp soften, and the top of the head opens. And you can feel how the body follows the rise and fall of breath as it lifts and releases from the inside out. And as we sit and focus on the breath and the body, the rise and the fall, the thoughts are going to crowd in for our attention. This is normal. Everybody experiences this. And when you notice it, you deeply breathe in and feel the rise in your chest, in your belly. And as you exhale, you can say to yourself, let it go. Let it go. And then refocus your attention on the inhales and the exhales, the sensations in the body, and waiting for the next distraction. Welcoming the next distraction, knowing that it's part of the rise and fall. It's part of the experience along the path. And what's important is how you greet it. Continue your practice, and I'll check in with you in just a little bit. Notice how you've disappeared. Notice all the different thoughts, ideas, worries, fears, excitement, plans that draw your attention off of the path into the past or the future. And just take a nice deep breath in. Feel the fullness as your chest rises, and as you exhale, say to yourself, let it go. And feel the falling away, the release and surrender, allowing yourself to just flow with it. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, and today we're exploring the rise and fall of breath, the rise and fall, and the very nature of our existence. So continuing to notice the breath and to allow ourselves to let go on the exhale. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling as you rises with energy when you fill. And exhale everything out, allowing the body to fall and relax, let go, surrender. Notice your state of mind and ask yourself if there's anything you can let go of, and simply tell yourself, let it go. Just let it go. and see how that feels. Following the rise and fall of breath, you can direct the breath to the base of your spine. And as you inhale, feel the breath rise up the back of your spine until it touches the roof of your mouth. And then allow the breath on the exhale to fall down the front of the spine and return to the low belly. Inhale, let the breath rise up the back. Exhale, let the breath fall down the front. Two more times. Remember to allow your meditation to be perfect exactly as it was. You're learning to let go of the way you think things are supposed to be and allowing life to unfold, giving yourself to the rise and fall of life, to the flow. You've been listening to Home at Home Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, upstairs above the antique clock shop. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. And remember, in February, it's half price month, so you can come in for half price and try all the good stuff going on. This is Lori, and I thank you for listening and wish you peace along your way today.